entertainment events continue to boost visitor arrivals to the island. We tell you more on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we take a slide down to Cool Runnings Adventure Park in Westmoreland. Thanks for joining us. Jamaica's tourism sector continues to benefit from the staging of several entertainment events held annually. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica's music continues to be among its most captivating features, with approximately 800,000 tourists visiting the island each year to participate in cultural events. He says in this vein, the plan is to further establish Jamaica as a major destination for entertainment. The aim is to promote the island as the premier location for guaranteed quality entertainment year-round.
Because what we want to do is to establish the reggae music experience that will bring visitors from all over the world to come for that experience. So instead of looking at single events, we will be looking now on a product that we can package and we can market. And it offers some kind of certitude as to the quality and the high standards. And also it gives a timeline and it gives a venue.
Minister Bartlett notes that due to the level of preparation and planning associated with most local events, visitors are able to purchase a vacation to Jamaica 2 years in advance. He says destinations such as Cuba offer scheduled entertainment events, which means Jamaica must continue to improve its events to remain dominant within the market. One major event on the local entertainment calendar is Reggae Sumfest. The 24-year-old music festival has been instrumental in bringing thousands of visitors to Jamaica. Reggae Sumfest is regarded as the world's greatest reggae music festival. It attracts millions from around the world each year, with visitors coming from as far as Africa, Europe, Japan, Australia, and the United States. The tourism minister says he will be meeting with industry stakeholders in preparation for the festival's silver anniversary next year.
We're going to have a meeting with all the main providers of international offerings in music to see how we can pull it all together to create that product. So that the 25th will be exciting and different and will hopefully bring more of the international Jamaican artists.
In addition, Appleton Special Dream Weekend, being held July 28 to August 1, will attract over 10,000 visitors to the island. The five-day event, which started in 2009, continues to be a staple on the country's entertainment calendar. Minister Bartlett says once patrons indulge in the offerings of the major events, they will yearn to return.
The attraction pulls people, and so that's an important part of our marketing strategy during the meetings that we're going to be having. Because we can't work it without good first-class venues. We're going to be inviting investors to come in. And we also have to look at the policy that is going to guide this so the investors will know the parameters within which they will be able to function.
Meanwhile, project manager for Dream Entertainment Limited, Mashiri Samuels, says visitors and locals can expect a lot of surprises at this year's event.
We found a good mix that works for us, which every year seems to bring even more and more persons. And what we do is provide an experience. So it's not just a party. It's a whole Jamaican experience that we put together for the persons who come.
Last year, the Jamaica Tourist Board conducted a survey to ascertain the economic impact of Appleton's Special Dream Weekend on the industry. The findings indicated that an average tourist spends $28,000 per day at the event, and in total, $1.4 billion were spent by patrons of the party series. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we slide down to the Cool Runnings Adventure Park in Westmoreland. The water park includes 10 thrilling water slides, children's interactive play area, leisure river and wave pool. The adventure zone is one adrenaline rush after another with paintball, outdoor laser combat, go-karts, jamboo rafting, cool canoe adventure and kayaking. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next time. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.